Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on 1400 KQMS, your open line show. It's your show. It's Carl and the Bot, and welcome aboard. Joined today, of course, by our producer, Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning. How is it going for you this morning?
Well, you know what? It's kind of a cloudy day. Hopefully, we're going to get rain today.
Lots of it, I hope.
Lots of rain. We need that. Snowpack's in trouble. We're in trouble with the drought. I mean, people are sending us emails, tons of emails about the possibility of drought. And, of course, our soulmate here, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. Speaking of emails, we've got an email from a listener that said political shows should have the other side. We agree completely. However, our lines are open, and this
that's right.
What we want to say to you.
You know, that's true.
Care how far left or how far right, just give us a call. Tell us what you think. This is an open line show, which means that we are service to you, our community.
And we are civil to all sides. You know, in fact, we'd like to hear other, you know, we do like to hear other sides of each subject, each topic, because, you know, one side all the time gets to be a little boring.
Well, you know what we say here at Free Fire Radio?
It's chaos.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Into the Free Fire Zone.
That's true.
By the way, I wanted to congratulate Josephine Madden, one of the few and the proud.
Dun, dun, dun,
89
dun,
years old.
Dun,
she,
dun, dun,
that's
dun,
right. She is the oldest Marine. She's described in Trinity County as the senior Marine. So
happy birthday
and congratulations for.
Isn't that great? 89 years
great
old.
Great years.
And she was
serving
in World
country.
War II. She was made the rank of sergeant. And she was an instructor at times. She was a security at times. She had trained male Marines how to swim, which is probably a good idea since we're on the water a lot.
Can you imagine that? I would like to have. There should be a movie about that.
Well, you know what? You know what? It just.
Could they take it?
What? The swimming?
From a female?
Oh, please. Please. Please.
That's probably what they said at the end of her training. Please.
Yeah, she's probably like swim them to death. You know, it gets pretty tough there.
Hey, we've got some great guests talking about kicking butt. These guys know how to do it.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to get to them, and it's going to deal with a couple other things. We've got some people on the line already, and so we're going to take a quick break here with Carl Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's your show. So put down the coffee, pick up the phone, and let's rock and roll.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:13. It's 43 degrees out. Hey, if you know somebody who's a new mom or a recovering patient and you're looking for someone to give you help, somehow Home Helpers is the place to go. Home Helpers can do housekeeping, meal preparation, medication monitoring, companionship care, bathing assistance and personal care, transportation, overnight care, hospice care, and Alzheimer's and dementia care. Available 2 to 24 hours a day. They're background checked and screened and all that good stuff. And you know what? Sometimes we feel at a loss, like, where do we go? Home Helpers is the place to go. 226-8350. Right now, we have a caller on the phone. Daniel, what's up?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I was going through all the colorful metaphors that I have for the state legislature right now. None of them can be put on the air.
Are they all hyphenated?
Well, some of them are.
You know, what's it, day 92 without a budget?
Well, you know, it's kind of the sailor that's leaking out of me right now because I'm really getting tired of the way they're acting regarding this budget. And it's time to start stepping up to the plate, saying, all right, we're going to spend within our means. We're going to act like intelligent, responsible adults instead of saying $1 equals one vote from people that probably shouldn't be voting anyway.
Well, you know what? Our guest today, after the phone call here, is our John McCullough and John Livingston from Shasta College, who are going to talk about the courses they teach here. And these courses are on the line for being cut because of our state legislature unable to make a decision with because they're afraid that the people that are shoving money up them will be unhappy.
Well, and you know, and that was part of the reason I called is because the particular subject you have coming up is regarding working people who are going to work, they're going to pay their taxes, and they're going to put more money in the state coffers when they get the job.
That's right.
You know, and if you don't train them, they can't pay taxes.
Not only that, but the stimulus package, as much pork as it is, the porkopolis of all pork that I see with $1 trillion. And, you know, when you get into exactly what they're trying to do, the people, as they're reading this stimulus plan, are starting to gag. But the thing about it is that some of it is for infrastructure. And unless you have people trained to build, trained to use the equipment, you're not going to be able to build anything.
Well, I'll tell you, there's two things about that stimulus package that are really, it's truly going to be a stimulus, Carl. And the first thing is, it's going to stimulate people like you and me to really just go straight to war about getting these people straightened out. And the second part is, when I think about going to war over stuff like that, it does give me a tingle right up my leg.
Yeah, well, I tell you.
Kabang.
Well, you know what? This, you know, I really had high hopes about what was going. You know, when Obama started out, I thought, with the right attitude. I mean, he did. But then Pelosi comes up with the biggest pork barrel stimulus package. I don't even call it a stimulus package. This is just, you know, handing money to everybody. And then it gets into the Senate, and the Republican, well, first of all, when it got out of the Congress, every Republican voted against it. And now, as much as President Obama is trying to put lipstick on this pig, it ain't working. Even his own people are fighting him on it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's a sad situation, you know, and the man steps up and he says he wants to do change. Well, you don't do change just for the sake of change. You do it for doing the right thing for the country.
Well, I hope that his... You know, I hope that his heart's in the right spot. But then again, he's being let down by his people. And that was one of the things I saw and some of the things we talked about from the very beginning. It wasn't the Republicans he was going to have to be fighting against. It was going to be his own people that he's fighting against. And look what they've put up there. Look at the embarrassment they've thrown at him in the last week with Daschle and this woman that he was going to appoint. And the guy that's got now the new Treasury Secretary, all who have tax problems.
Right.
I mean, you know, they let him down.
Well, you know, I read a quote, I don't know how true it is, but something attributed to Mr. Lincoln back in the day, and maybe Mr. Obama's saying the same thing now. He says, well, I finally made it here, but all the things I want to do, I won't be able to accomplish because I'm beholden to too many people.
No, that's the problem. You know, that's it. And maybe that's why we need a third party. Hey, okay, Daniel, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Let's get to our guys.
Okay. You know, we've got two of the experts in the country sitting here, and they both teach at Shasta College. We have John McCullough and John Livingston, and they do the heavy equipment. They do the soil erosion. They do a number of things. So good morning, John Livingston.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda. Thank you for having us on.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we see things like, you know, Daniel hit it right on, you know, hit it right on the head there. And he said, you know, unless we train our people, how are we going to have, you know, these are the people that put money right back into our economy, local jobs. You know, this is not something that's, you know, some kind of electronic thing. These guys put money right back into our economy. They do a number of things for us.
Yeah, we're a one-year certificate program. Although students can stay in longer, some of the classes are repeatable. And it's designed to train students to go primarily into the construction, heavy equipment construction industry. A lot of our students are going to work through operating engineers, Local 3, the different companies under Associated General Contractors of California, Caltrans. Some are starting their own businesses. Some are just going into the non-union companies. We have students that placed as far away as Alaska, and some local, some in other states. But these are folks that are going out and getting good jobs. Now, granted, the economy's in the tank. Everybody's hurting. But what we see is in the next year, year and a half, hopefully, as things turn around, and as President Obama puts money towards these infrastructure projects, the first sector that's really going to get going back to work is going to be our students.
Yeah, and, you know, road construction, bridge construction, things like this is one of the things. Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on KQMS 1400. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back, North State. Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio and KQMS 1400. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly got the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, finest walk-in humidor. Espresso Joe's gives you any type of coffee drink you could possibly want at fair prices. Joe and Shelly, great Americans. Go down and visit them.
Our special guest today is John Livingston and John McCullough. These are two guys that teach out at Shasta College, but it's so much more than that. We're talking about heavy machinery and riverbank stabilization and geobags. And I'm looking at this DVD right now called Dirt Time. And you might be thinking, what? Well, it's very, very interesting about what's happening with our new laws and what we're doing with the backhoes aren't just moving dirt. Why don't you tell us what's going on, John?
Well, Carl, Linda, thanks a lot for having us. Yeah, let's talk dirt for a minute.
Yeah, let's talk dirt.
Clean Water Act.
Yeah.
We talk dirt here a lot.
Good, good. Talk dirt to me.
But this is clean dirt.
Yeah. You know, all of us locally remember about 4 years ago, the city got fined $425,000 for violation of the Clean Water Act there at the Field of Dreams. And that's just a small example of what's going on. We have environmental compliance. We need to keep our rivers and waterways clear, especially here in California. We produce the water in the state. We have a commodity here in Northern California. So how do you go do that stuff? How do you put silt fences in? I'm talking erosion control. How do you do silt fences? How does Caltrans manage to keep the highways built safely and stop that soil from eroding? And it's a big, huge technology. It's a whole new industry. I've been involved in this for 20 years. Teaching this class at Shasta College for 12 years, and we're teaching the students how to do that kind of thing.
Now, aren't you all kind of like the epicenter of this type of work there at Shasta College?
We are, Carl. John's program and my program are tied at the hip. He's got the heavy equipment, and I teach my students how to do the erosion control. And what we have developed is the erosion control training facility at Shasta College. We've got 6 acres, one of a kind. We have one of the tallest mountains there on campus, and we have a stream channel we had built, and we run water through it, and we test all new products like hydro mulches, straw, compost, silt fences. Do you ever know how to build a check dam? Gravel bag check dam. Linda, you know how to do that?
I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'd like to have you break it down.
You lost me at the largest pile of dirt on the campus.
He was okay. Going, wow, a Tonka toy.
What do we call it, John? What do we call that mountain?
Mount McCullough.
Mount McCullough, yeah.
Oh,
I understand
cool.
That y'all moved that mountain back and forth several times during the year, too.
That's right. The students get good seat time. They get some confidence in operating the equipment, safety, and then we get to go in there and have a real-world situation, hands-on erosion control. We've had Caltrans officials, the entire state maintenance division out there to observe and do hands-on training out at the facility. One of a kind. There's none like it in the nation.
Now, if there was a catastrophe, this would be excellent knowledge to have on how to rebuild our city.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the highways get closed every year because of landslides, small catastrophes, but inconvenient nonetheless, and very costly. So how to fix some of those problems, absolutely.
One of the things I'm concerned about, of course, is this water problem we're having here in the North State. You know, the Flatlander is going to be wanting to take our water. With the drought, it looks like, with the non-existent snowpack we've got so far, hopefully that it rains here for the next month, erosion control becomes even more important. And what I find, what I have a problem with is thinking is that here we've got a program, two programs, in our little old Shasta College that's nationally famous, nationally looked to, and it could be cut. Now, I just don't understand that premise there.
Yesterday we had a guest at the college out on our site, and he does erosion control training. He's from Washington State, and he covers the western United States, and this is the first time he's visited our site, and he said he's not seen anything like this. He said this was impressive. And the training videos that we make go out all over the United States. They're used up in Alaska. The letters of support we've been getting in regards to our program cut are largely from not just our students and local supporters, but also from people outside the area. We've got letters of support from Peru, Brazil, Alaska. And so we're very excited about it.
Could you clarify perhaps the misconception of with heavy machinery? Say somebody decides, I really want to take that heavy machinery class because, you know, that'd be cool. And there are people who maybe did this work 20 years ago and said they have all these aches and pains because it was so, operating the big machinery was very aggressive. Could you clarify that? Has that changed a lot?
Oh, tremendously. The new machines, if you got in one of the new ones today, it's like sitting in your recliner at home.
Air conditioned, surround sound. Yeah, we're talking. Carl, you got to get out there.
Okay, I'm going to be there. Hey, okay, look, we've got to take a break here for news and everything. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. The reason we're bringing this up, North State, is this. This is a program we believe in. We've learned a lot about it, and this is something that's going to help our city and our North State. That's why we're kind of pushing on this one today. If you've got any questions, make sure you give us a call, 221-1402. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. What a lead-in, huh? This is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Valentine's Day is coming up. So if you're thinking of that special little bauble or the freshwater pearls or something spectacular, go see our friends. Four Winds Jewelry, our trusted jeweler. Let's go to the phones right now.
Kay, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, you know, we're doing great, Kay.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm all for your guests and their program, and that's what the community colleges in California were established to do, to prepare people for working in, you know, not going for a bachelor's degree, you know, but to get them so they could work. And the liberal arts aspect of the community colleges came later.
Well, you know, Kay, I think you're absolutely right. And I don't like, you know, the term vocational sometimes is mm-hmm. looked down on by people. But if you look what, you know, what builds this country and the backbone of this country, it's the blue collar.
Well,
worker.
You have to have them trained.
Yeah.
And they have, and so many of the instructors who are involved in the vocational aspect of training out at Shasta College, have opportunity, you know, they're very well, connected within their own profession, and they can offer opportunities to students that they never have.
Well, you can tell that just by our two guests today, John McCullough and John Livingston.
Oh, absolutely. Fascinating.
I mean, you know, and this is one of the things that we were turned on to this by a friend who's mm-hmm. taken the class. And then the more we read about it, the more we said, you know, we have to get these people in here to talk about, because
right.
this is the future. And we're talking about here, especially in erosion control and the things that they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just, anything I can do to encourage it, because this is what Shasta College is all about.
Thank you for your call.
You're
hey,
welcome.
Kay, thank you so much.
Let's talk about Caltrans.
Well, Linda, you know, did you know that to get a contract with Caltrans, you need 24-hour, that's 3 8-hour-day training, someone on your contracting staff to even get the job? So are we going to let contractors out of the area bid on Caltrans jobs?
No.
Did you know that when you build a one-acre site to build your home or a subdivision, you have to have a stormwater pollution prevention plan? Who's going to develop that plan? And when the contractor goes builds that subdivision, they have to have a stormwater pollution prevention plan ready and implementable. Now, the heavy equipment operators in the construction firm are the ones that would jump off the bulldozer, go put the silt fence in appropriately, cover the bare soil, and so on, and allow for compliance. To not comply is costing contractors and cities millions of dollars every year in violations of these environmental laws. Who better to teach them how to do that than us right here in the North State?
And you also learn about water tables?
Water tables, though, are becoming because the new regulations require that on developments, we're going to put the water, the rainfall that falls, back into the land rather than pushing it off your site, because that's why our streams are eroding so bad. So Caltrans and other engineers are going to have to learn how to increase, we call it infiltration, get that water back in the soil, how to do the erosion control. Caltrans got a consent decree of $300 million in 1996, fined. They basically stopped building highways. And so Caltrans had to learn how to comply. and they use Shasta College as our training facility. We provide online courses for contractors who want to take the 24-hour certification. John's students not only are so valuable because they know the construction skills, they also can help their boss, their new contractor, comply with the Clean Water Act. They know how to put a silt fence in.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, in along the same lines, well, differently along the same lines, is that after we send our young Marines to school, they come out with more knowledge than their commanders at times. And you have to lean on those people that have got, you know, have got that type of knowledge, which is what you are doing right now. Let's go to the phones here. Sue, good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering if anyone has made a connection yet between Pell Grants, President Obama's stimulus package, and the portion for education, and the importance of those Pell Grants to our students at Shasta College.
Oh, that's a good point. So the Cal Grants being...
Pell Grants.
Okay, somebody...
Those are the ones that I heard some objections to last week in the stimulus package, and just funding Pell Grants, period.
Well, that's, you know, that's strange because Pell Grants are used by people, a lot of people, different,
you bet.
Especially from middle class and lower middle class families.
Bet.
And I would have a problem with people having a problem with that because it's used for school and it's, you know, there's so many other examples of pork in that package that I could get rid of billions before I'd get rid of.
Exactly.
Of scholarships to help people, because I know people going using Pell Grants right now.
I know how
single mothers, things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great. That's a great point. So thanks. One of the things that y'all are doing too, you're doing things for the community with your classes too. I mean, not just one or two things. Y'all are doing a number of things with the heavy equipment class to help our community out. Can you give some examples of that?
Well, right now we have a proposal, a cooperative a project with Redding City Parks, and if the grant funding comes through for this, we're going to be going over to the Kids Kingdom Park and helping them put in a play area, outdoor classroom, and we're looking forward to it. It's one of the smaller projects, but it's a project that's significant to them, and it'll be a good learning experience. Our students come in and we bring our equipment, do all the work, we move on site, and help assist, and it keeps the cost down for the Redding City.
If somebody came to y'all with a project like that, it's good for the community, would y'all consider doing that for people?
Yes, definitely. And what we do is it has to go through a process where it has to be board approved. We have to have a memo of understanding called an MOU. That it's like a contract. It basically says what they're going to provide toward the project, what we're going to provide. And we do this with our Caltrans projects. We recently did one on 299 and I-5 on the disposal site there. We're looking at another one up by Antlers, maybe to start this spring or next fall. And we like to participate in the community. We like to we've worked with the Good News Rescue Mission in the past. So where we can fit and come off campus and help, we like to do that.
Well, you know, you've done a lot of work at the campus that saved thousands and thousands of dollars there through your classes.
The college is our top priority. We make their needs our first priority. And so when they come to us and say, hey, can you help with this? Can your students pair up with one of our staff and work on a project? That's what we do. We just last semester did a 310-foot a long, 10-foot deep, 30-inch wide levee repair for the college sewer pond. And that saved them some money. Plus, it got our students some incredible experience working on a project.
Hey, look, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Carl Lindabad at Free Fire Radio here on KQMS 1400. Phone lines here are 221-1402. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the donations y'all have had, which is saving a lot of money, which is working out for our students and our college itself. Join us on the other side.
Hospital administration.
News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back, North State Free Fire Radio here at 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert W. Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob is an expert in bankruptcy, civil, and criminal And he's going to be our guest on the 12th of February next week, and he's going to answer your questions. He's going to talk about a number of things. Rob was also there at the city council meeting the other night. He's an active member of this community.
Guys, John and John. Okay. Class, how many women have come through the doors? Because I'm sure there's a stigma that, oh, this is really rough and heavy and, you know, it's just not a girl thing. So what's going on now?
Well, the demographics of the class has changed a lot. Well, I taught this class from 93 to 97 as an adjunct instructor. From there to now, we've seen a significant increase in gals coming into the program. The equipment, like we alluded to earlier, is more of an electronics, hydraulics. It's a lot easier to run. It doesn't take so much of the physical strength. And so really anybody could get in these machines and learn to run them with enough time and patience and practice. And the gals, we're getting single moms in the program that are coming in. They want to have a turning point, a new career, something that they can make a living for their family, for their kids. And so we... we love having them, and actually some of the better operators on some of the machinery are the gals, because they're a little more patient, good hand-eye dexterity coordination, so we love having them come in. We're also getting quite a few vets coming in, and these are good, solid people, and encourage them to think about it.
Well, one of the things you mentioned was Caltrans was calling you about the age of equipment operators?
Yeah. In December, I was talking to the deputy district manager up here at Caltrans, and the Nine North Counties is facing a significant shortage of trained equipment operators in the next few years. And so they were talking to us specifically about helping fill that need. So we're looking at putting people to work for Caltrans up here in the northern part of the state.
Well, at nine north counties, that's kind of like coincides with the southern part of the state of Jefferson, you know? You know, the state of Jefferson, we'd have great roads, we'd have our own water, we'd have our own government, we'd take care of each other if we had the state of Jefferson.
John McCullough, tell us about your Dirt Time DVD. That's a trip.
Well, Dirt Time, we've done there was nothing like hands-on training, and sometimes you can't get out in the field. So, I started looking at Bob Villa, this old house, one of my favorites, and Home Improvements, Tim the Toolman Taylor, and we came up with this Dirt Time TV, okay? And we have now 35 20-minute episodes on how to do everything from installing silt fence, build a sediment basin, hydro mulch. Most of these episodes were filmed at the world-famous erosion control training facility at Shasta College. That's why we're famous in Brazil. We're famous in New Zealand, Alaska. We've taken these video clips and then broken them down into PowerPoint presentations to aid our training. Nothing like hands-on is the best. Mm-hmm. Next best thing is to watch a video. Pretty soon we're going to digitize the smell of diesel and the smell of dust, so you can really truly be there. We've got the sounds. But the videos have been fun, and we are training people not only erosion control, but a topic we haven't touched on was watershed restoration, cleaning up our streams. You know, when you look at those mining tailings and stuff that are affecting Clear Creek and Sulphur Creek, those were put there by a big piece of equipment. It takes the same big piece of equipment to remove that and restore that. And so we're training students also to have this environmental sensitivity to reshape the land, restore it back to where it was. We can get the salmon and steelhead running up these streams. It's nothing like it. It takes heavy equipment.
I'm sure you have a question about salmon.
Well, it'd be nice to have fish back in our streams.
And how come is it the stream itself, the sand and the...
Well, I understand what I was told before is that when you get so much silt in these streams, the buildup is that salmon really like to lay their eggs over gravel. And because we haven't been pushing water down the streams for various, for a variety of reasons, that this is one of the reasons, not the only reason, this is one of the reasons we're not having these salmon runs anymore, is that exactly. the way that we've silted up our streams.
There's been documentation out there for years. You know what the greatest pollutant of our rivers and streams is?
What?
Sediment. And do you know the largest source of that sediment? Where does it come from?
Man.
From construction activities.
Boom.
That's why the Clean Water Act. And we built a dam on Sacramento River. There was 200 miles of fish habitat. Those fish now hit the dam, flip a U-ey, and look for someplace to spawn. Well, that spawning habitat that Carl mentioned is now greatly diminished, and it's being decreased by the increases of silt. So we need to go back to the construction activities, reduce the silt leaving those sites. It's imperative. It's all tied together. And we should get money. Money comes to the North State through grants to restore the clean water. It's not a subsidy. Our water is worth money. It's a commodity.
Tell me about it. And guess who wants it?
Our water
Everybody.
Is life.
Okay, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KQMS 1400. We have people on the phones, and we've got just a couple of minutes when we get back. So join us on the other side.
This is so Hi, you're listening to Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our photographers of choice, New Image Studio Photography. I'm telling you, what we love about them is that they, Dan and Julia, do all the work, the senior portraits, the families, commercial, children's photography. Go to their website. It is newimagephotography.com. They are the best. Or go to our website. By the way, speaking of websites, kqms.com, we are streaming live. Everywhere where you can get reception, we're there. Guys, what are the name? We got a call. What is the name of the courses?
The best courses to start with for the heavy equipment is CONS 46 and CONS 48. That's the beginning equipment operations and surveying. And
I guess that's conservation, right?
That's construction.
Oh, construction.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then John's is AGNR 66.
It's called Watershed Restoration. And if you want more information, Linda, about the videos, go to watchyourdirt.com.
Okay.
It's all about dirt.
Okay, let's go to the phones. You got 30 seconds. We got short time, Ty.
Yeah, I just heard a bit about what you were talking about. I thought it was something to do with salmon and water. But the Red Bluff boat drags have been canceled this year, from what I understand, because of they don't want to put the diversion dam up because it kills a couple salmon or something. For the last 25 years, myself and lots of my friends have been going to the Red Bluff boat drags with our checkbooks. And now, we're all going to be going somewhere else. So, I'd just like the city of Red Bluff to know that. I mean, they're losing a lot of money. If they want to protect these salmon, take a couple of them and put them in a zoo. The people that want to go see them can see them, and the ones that want to go to the boat drags can go to the boat drags.
Thanks, Ty.
That's my opinion.
Okay, Ty. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's what we like about open line.
Jeff.
Speak your stuff.
Jeff, you're up.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually really glad that you guys got these guest speakers on. I actually personally know one of them, John Livingston. My dad's been in construction for a long time, and I'm not, like, growing up, I know that people in this area don't really understand the importance of the construction industry in, for Reading and how much this program benefits that industry.
Well, that's one of the reasons when we were approached with this. And by the way, for our listeners, this is how we do shows. People approach us with ideas, and we've got ideas and we've got shows lined up here for the next month because of ideas that people give us, things that people have written to us about or called us about. And this seemed quite interesting. It seemed like something would help the community. So, you got anything else, Jeff?
No, that was all.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thanks, Jeff.
Carol,
yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Following up on that young man, we're going to get into a crisis with nobody wants to go into construction anymore. These kids, if they could just go to the high schools and try to recruit some of these young men and women that don't want to go to college, maybe even get a state grant to help them through school. Of course, I know all they're doing there, I think, is just heavy equipment, but there's a heck of a workforce out there. Somebody knew how to reach them.
And John Livingston, you said something at the break about sometimes some of the people that do very well at this have dropped out of school. Or
exactly, yeah.
Keep them off the street.
Exactly, right? And we do recruit.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
We do recruit, Carol, at the high schools and with CCC and different programs. We actually bring junior hires and high schoolers out to the erosion control, and we put them on the backhoes and let them experience that. In just the last few years, both the high school ROP heavy equipment programs, one in MacArthur, one locally, both shut down.
So yeah, in fact, they're taking that away. Okay, now, we've only got like about a minute left, so we want to thank you all for being here, John Livingston and John McCullough.
Closing comments?
Got anything? Yeah, 20 seconds.
Please, if you got any questions, or if I can help you, this is John Livingston. My number out at the college is 242-2203, and I would be more than happy to sit down with you and tell you about our program.
And, yeah, thank you for the public here for the support. We want to keep this thing going. We do want to serve the community. That's what Shasta Call is all about.
Well, we're going to go out there. We're going to drive some of this heavy equipment here in the next couple of weeks because that's something I've enjoyed. I've driven tanks, but I've never driven a bulldozer. Hey, and by the way, Ty, your comments on the boat drags. You know, we talked about that on the break, and it's kind of amazing. That's what you were talking about, but it is. It's a big money maker for Red Bluff. It really is. And you know, so it's kind of like caught between a rock and a hard place on this. And I understand that Red Bluff needs this money, but we also are trying to draw some kind of balance here. But it was a great call, and I appreciate it. Okay, look, this is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest tomorrow will be Dr. Ray John. We're going to talk a little bit about Haven Humane and the amount of pets that are being dropped off, among other things we're going to be talking about tomorrow, including city council and some other things. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Happy birthday there, Marine, up in Weaverville. We're real proud of you.